The thing's still showing us 30 seconds.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, have questions? Need answers? Want to laugh? And tune in to Ask Me Love Vice, hosted by the lovely Lacey and co-hosted by me, Dakota. What is up?
Look at you, like all back into your bringing into the entrances.
Hey, this is year 3 of the show, guys. Check out Friday's episode for our anniversary. It was awesome. Everybody called in, so thank you guys. That was totally awesome. And just to let everybody know, it's been less than a week, and we have over 8,000 listened to that one. So that's also great. But, yeah, that was cool. We need to do that again, get everybody to call in, because that was fun. We do need to set up some prank phone calls, and people that listen to that episode know what I'm talking about. Because we tried to prank phone call people, and no number went through.
Listen, only Dakota can put in a random number, and it'd be like, this line is not working. Everybody else
every
can talk in a random number.
Time.
Call anybody in the world.
And me, it was just every time, this is not a working line.
Yeah.
Domino's.
Yeah, the only one that worked was Domino's. We couldn't get him to order a pizza. What's wrong with you? But anyway.
I tried to remember. It was like press 1 for this, and then it wouldn't let me press 1. I'm like, what is going on? Why are you telling me to press 1 and not letting me? Fuck you, pizza. Oh, wait, this is your show. Can I cuss on your show?
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, it
you
already happened. Fuck you, pizza.
Yeah.
Well, technically it's your show and I'm producer, so whatever. Fuck you, pizza.
HR, you kind of hit your 3 mark. Anyway.
Yeah, I can't say fuck you. Damn it, 4. I'm going to have to -1 on the next episode.
Now we're going to pay a fine, but anyway.
Oh, shit.
So this episode... We're circling around. Labor Day just happened. A lot of people.
Let's be honest. We were supposed to do this episode yesterday. You know,
we really
but,
were.
You know, we decided, fuck it, it's Labor Day. And,
we don't
know,
work on Labor Day. Actually, we did. But
actually, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We worked. But, But anyways, we didn't work on a podcast on Labor Day.
We sure didn't. Stick it to the man.
Nuh-uh. Wait, damn it, did I stick to myself on this one, then? Oh. Screw you, Dakota. So what does Labor Day mean to you? To me, it's the end of summer.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of how it was for me. It was always like the last big hurrah at the end of summer. Back when we didn't go back to school until like Labor Day, you know, the day after Labor Day.
Well, see, I grew up in Arizona, we went to school like, I want to say, started school like August 10th-ish, you know, somewhere in that area.
See, it didn't do that until like I was in middle school, but when I was in like elementary school, it was almost September. It was like the very end of August when we went back to school, and then all of a sudden we hit middle school and it's like, screw y'all, we're starting August 1st, you know.
Right.
Like, where did the month go?
Well, see, out there though,
but
the way it was,
so
you know how they count in for like snow days and stuff throughout the year.
Right.
See, we didn't have snow days out that way, so we would get out in May half the time unless something crazy just happened. And then I think – I do remember one year we had to go like an extra 2 weeks because the school – there was a mold problem or some shit that happened, and it closed – like we didn't have school for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And
yeah.
So I think we went like an extra 2 weeks that summer. And I remember one time when I was still living out here – a tornado came through and took out the gym and something here at the school. And we had to go like an extra couple weeks that summer too, because we got to miss a few days.
That sucks. Tornado and everything,
yeah.
You know. All
right, tornadoes are crazy, man. If like, have you ever actually, like, heard one, like, close? Like, because it sounds like a fucking train, you know, like,
so,
honestly, it sounds like a train.
I was stuck in between two tornadoes. I was in our double-wide trailer, and a tree
Only that could happen to you, honestly.
Listen.
You're the only person I know can be hit by a car standing in a parking lot, be taken out by a bench, get stuck in a freezer in between two tornadoes.
Well, listen, the tornado story, okay? All my family was there. It wasn't just me. But anyway.
Still.
Like, we always used to leave, like, and go to my aunt's house. Like, it's not too far away. Like, if there was a bad storm, when I'm thinking back on it now, it's like, I could have died at any point in time getting out in the weather like that to go down the road. But anyway, we drove down one way and a tree had fell. So we turned around and went back the other way to see if we can get to her house and another tree had fell. So there was nothing. We had to go back to the trailer. And we had this long bar and we had to set up underneath the bar. And I remember sitting there, it's me and my brother. We're like 5 and 6 because we were born on the same day, 1 year apart. So we were like twins. And we're sitting underneath there. And my sister is 10 years older than us. She's under there. And my dad is sitting next to us. Just holding our hand, and my mom is kind of freaking out because she had the storms anyway. And we're just crying the whole time. And my dad's like, it's going to be fine. My dad was one of those people, like, he prayed one time, and he was like, it's with God. If we go home, we go home, you know. that's how my dad was. But we're all, like, panicking a little bit, and he's all calm. And all of a sudden you hear, like, it sounds like a train coming. And apparently, like, we had one storm coming one way and another storm that come another, so there was two tornadoes, and they literally circled the house. The grass laid down all the way around the house. It was a huge circle.
Oh,
and missed our whole trailer. And I remember us going out and looking and stuff, because you could hear them. I thought we were dead. I mean, you know, you ever seen those cartoons where, like, somebody tied and laid on the train track? Like, I could hear it, like, it sounded, like, that close to me. But they literally went around a circle and on behind there. And then it took out, like, trees and power lines. And, it just took up everything out in the back. Like, it took everything. It literally circled the house, laid the grass down, circled the house and went to the back, took everything out. So it sounded like roaring train. But
that
is there you
crazy.
Go.
That's crazy, man. Like...
I started young.
Yeah, I mean, mine was, a tornado came through and just pretty much, not like to that point where we were surrounded by them and stuff like that, but like, the way I take it, because my mom, I was like 8 or 9, my mom tripped out and did all that crap and covered us up and all that nonsense, you know, mattresses or whatever the fuck it was, and a mattress in a hallway or a bathtub, I can't remember. Did all that right, and like you saying, it sounds just like a train, like just loud ass train. When it was all said and done, it literally went over our trailer, and I guess like took out the trailer next to us, and like another one and another one, because it was it was like a little, it wasn't like a trailer park, but it had like a few trailers there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it had area to hit down if it did hit down and just wipe everybody out, I guess. But I was safe. I was under a mattress and a bathtub. All joking aside, though, a couple years ago, I actually, one of my dad's friends passed away in a tornado. He passed away saving his wife because he got his wife out and I think the house and something else collapsed on him and ended up killing him. And they couldn't find him for days or something like that. His wife ended up coming up into the nursing home. But that's what happened. He ended up saving her and lost his life. My dad knew the dude. I grew up with him.
Even though he was on top of her, it still scalped her. Like, it took, like, it was hardcore. And she was one of the strongest women I've ever met. And, like, he still lived after the incident until he got to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. He passed. Yeah. My bad. He did pass away at the hospital, but that's like they didn't find him for like a day or so. Like it was literally like almost a full day before they found him, if not longer. because they were buried.
Yeah, they were out there in the field for a while. Yeah, because they were going through debris because it took everything away, and they found them both. It wasn't like a full day or anything. It was like 4 hours, 4.5 hours to find them.
And the only reason
they went out there is because the tornadoes finally stopped because there was multiple ones that come through. Those were the strongest people I think I've ever met. Like he literally lived all the way, and he was made to the hospital and died of internal bleeding. And then she, like I said, she was scalped, and they had to sew her skull and stuff. Like,
So all joking aside about tornadoes, people. Yeah. So all joking aside about tornadoes, you can't actually get hurt from them. So if you see the movie Twister, don't go throwing things into it, okay?
Please
don't. Yeah, please don't.
I'll also say that people that, storm chasers that go after to learn about storms and so that we can track them and have better, safety precautions, stuff like that. Those are some strong people, but I do not know how you do it. Something would happen to me like sister. But anyway.
Right. Same here. All right. I got three little news stories I would like to get your advice on, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Now, two of them are similar, and then one of them just out in left field here. But the first one is a Canadian woman was arrested for stalking her neighbors from across the street, right? The neighbors found out because she kept showing up, like, say they were at the grocery store, she would just show up, like, randomly just, like, walk up by them, like, hey, it's like, and at first they didn't think nothing of it, right? But it just, like, everywhere they went, she was there, right? Type of shit, right? Well, it turns out, they were nice to her, invite her over barbecues and stuff like that, being friendly. She fell in love with the family, and this, I guess she, I don't know if she's crazy or what, but just like, she thinks, that's her family, I guess. I don't know what the right wording would be for that. But there's people that do that. There's people that get that way.
They have attachment. This is totally different, but it's kind of on the same wavelength. When people are kidnapped, they have Stockholm syndrome, where,
right,
they fall in love with their captor, or they have feelings, or they're emotionally attached to their captor. The mind is such a powerful thing, especially if you're a lonely person. Like, if you're lonely and you have any, sense of someone caring about you, even for 5 minutes, like, if you haven't had it in forever, like, her, it sounds like she just wanted a family, like,
honestly, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, now, that's very sad.
To me, it's one of those things where it's like, if she's stalking him that way, what else is she doing? Like, is she, like, snuck into their house and put cameras up? Is she peeking through windows at night?
Right. That would be so creepy. That would be, I would understand why they would have her arrested for something like that, for stalking. But if it was just that she just showed up to random events and stuff like that, she wanted to be part of something, that's sad that, she really doesn't have anything.
Same here. Like, if that was the case, I would just be like, ma'am, like, if you see us home,
come on,
feel free to come over, knock on the door or something, you know what I mean? Or if we're having a barbecue, come on over, something like that. But,
or pop up.
To me, that overdoes it just a little bit.
Yeah. And a lot of times, people like that, they don't realize the, over boundaries part. They don't, because there's no boundaries unaccepted or to being a part of something. So they're just there, But anyway,
right.
That's sad.
All right, and the next one is also involves somebody's neighbors. A Florida man, of course, Florida, arrested for breaking into his next door neighbor's house to nap. The dude, I guess, wanted to take a nap and broke into his neighbor's house to nap. and says that it's not the first time he's done it, that he's done it, you know, multiple times. So I'm guessing maybe, do they have a comfy bed?
I'm so confused. So, like, does this house not have a bed? Does this house not have air?
When I read this, I thought the same thing. I was like, I know, same here. Like, when I first read it, I was like, okay, I got so many questions for dude. Like, did his house not have a bed? You know, maybe you know, honestly, it doesn't say he napped in a bed. Maybe he napped, like, on a floor or the couch or a recliner. Maybe he just didn't have a recliner.
Like, it brings on more questions. Why? Like,
we need to get him on the show. Florida
yeah,
man who got arrested for napping in neighbor's house. If you're listening, which I don't think you are, but if you are, call me, text me, write me, send me a message in a bottle. Come nap in my bed, but just let us know what's going on.
Yeah, like, but honestly, though, like, if I just want to know, like, that's really all you got him arrested for? Like, I know he broke into your house, but he's taking a nap. But he's done it multiple times. He hadn't took nothing. So, it would be, was he naked? What bothered you so much? It could have been so much worse. Like, I get it. It's your space, you know. You shouldn't be breaking into your house or anything. But still, at the same time, like, it could have been so much worse.
Right now, time out, though. Right now with COVID the way it is. Why would you want to go break into somebody's house and sleep on their pillow? I mean, you know, like, your head's going
to
be laying where their head's
been. Like, that's just some more questions. Now, see what you've done. Like, anyway.
Huh. Yeah, we're going to have to get back to this dude. I will try, by next week, guys, I will try to figure out what's going on with him. If I have to write Florida's jail system to get in touch with this motherfucker.
Or if we have to watch the whole court scene. Well, I mean, we'll figure something out. But anyway.
If I have to go break his ass out of jail, we're figuring this out. Break him out and be like, bro, I just got a couple questions for you. What? Well, when you took the nap, why? In what room was it in?
Did you know?
Were you on the
toilet?
Oh, my God. What if he went in there to take a shit and fell asleep on the toilet?
That or I really thought about something. What if he sleepwalked into their house? Like, did you even really know you were breaking and entering? Like, I just have to know.
That would be my my defense, though. If I had a good lawyer, if I was that dude and had a good lawyer, that's my defense. I'm sleepwalking. I'm sleepwalking right now, Judge. Where am I? Let me represent this dude. Be like, who hasn't just wanted to go take a nap in their neighbor's house? They always say the grass is greener on the other side and the pillows are fluffier,
like,
too.
Does it really sound like our neighbor was awake? No, this is his sleeping habits. But anyway. Anyway, going on.
All right, and the third one, this one hits kind of close to us here. Tennessee woman lies about daughter getting hit by lightning to gain attention and followers on Twitter. She faked a video of her daughter being hit by lightning.
Oh, this hits so close to home, doesn't it? Anyway,
I know. I feel like I know this person. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I would know this person. But... there's people that do crazy shit like that, like the ones that you see those movies all the time on Lifetime, like where the mom poisons the daughters or the kids or whatever for them to be sick to take care of them, you know, shit like that. I mean, there's people that do some crazy shit.
Crazy ass motherfuckers. I'm on a show where my brother just jumped out the open window and scared the hell out of me. I'm
we all heard it, by the way. By the way, we all heard it. But all right, we got the ads left, guys, and then we'll let your brother scare you. This week, guys, we got some good sponsors for you. Y'all ready for this? Ladies, tired of having to buy cheap heels to wear? Have no fear. We have the most expensive heels of all sizes around. Any look you need or want. We also do loans so you can afford them. So we got you covered from purse to toe. Shop Hills and Bills now. Also try their sister's shoe and pharmacy company, Hills and Pills. You can get your medicine for your feet and your high at Hills and Pills, and also try their brother wanting to be a sister company, Hills and Deals, for the woman with a pickle. All right, that's our sponsors for this week.
Oh, my. Oh, well. We're just going to throw that out there. I do want to remind everybody that we have a Facebook page, Ask Me Levi's. If you do need some advice on anything in life, anything going on, we're there for you. You can send a private message. You can send one on the page. You can share something on the page. We're out there. We did have one fan write in that had a question, and it was a funny one, actually, because she's listening to the show right now. she had a question about if it was common for people to be arrested multiple times for breaking and entering in someone's house. That's the second nap. And
for napping? Okay. Can
like,
I answer this one?
but she's like, well, we did say at the beginning that he had done it multiple times. What did he do this time to actually result in them actually calling the law? And if they've called the law before, like how many times do you have a limit where you can get it out on bond? And
well, the way I take it, they've actually walked in and caught him napping this time, though. Well, before they did, he woke up before they got home.
That's the only thing I can think of, really. Like, seriously, like, he didn't steal anything. Like, I don't know.
He broke into a house
to take a nap,
yes.
And apparently he multiple times, and they caught him this time. He was just taking a nap.
So his
and they called the law.
Should be like the Betty Bye Bandit.
The Betty Bye Bandit.
Yes.
That
has to be the headline. That has to be the headline. I'm going to put that on the headline for the show. The Betty Bye Bandit. You just made our thumbnail, bro.
Like, it's like a, what do they call the evil Santa Claus rhyme?
Krampus.
Yeah. Well, you take them to hell, but you can totally be like, he's just getting ready for Christmas time, you know? Like,
I mean, he only looks
you
like
are
that.
Bad this year. Anyway.
I wonder if he's in jail. You think he's going to try to take naps in other people's cells?
Don't bend over for the sofa and take a nap or fall asleep.
Or what if he's just a robber and he has a neck, whatever, he falls asleep easily, and he just falls asleep, and every time he went in to rob him, he just fell asleep and would wake up before they would, like, be coming in and he would, you know, like, take off.
Worst robber, though. Now, I like him being more the Betty Bandit than I would him just falling asleep being an awful robber. I mean, like, how many times did he break in the house and he fell asleep and took a nap and then stealing something? Like, failure at life.
I wonder if he does it to more neighbors.
Narcolepsy.
Though. I mean, is he just picking this neighbor, or does he do it to, like, you know, the dude down the street and the chick up the street, or, you know, old lady?
I really do need more research on this, please. Like,
I'm gonna try to get a hold. I will try to get a hold of the dude personally and see if we can get him on the show.
Of course, you know that he lives in Florida. All of our crazy stories come
from
Florida.
Florida or Texas.
Florida and Texas are the most craziest motherfuckers. California, certain towns up there got them. Nevada has some crazy shitheads.
This is true.
And then some of the people that come from that border, those little border towns next to Mexico, man, I don't know about them too. Oh.
Anyway, this is the portion of the show where we usually talk about our other shows for the week. I think we got the stash on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we'll be doing the stash tomorrow night, guys, which is Wednesday. Logan already hit me up. Oh, damn. The host of the show already hit me up about it. Fuck you. Everybody knows it's me and Logan at this point. Everybody knows it's me and Logan, right? Any listeners that know it's me and Logan, you guys are fucked. Yeah, well, Logan already hit me up. We're going to be doing it tomorrow night.
So that'd be cool. Everybody tune into that. Friday, I don't know if we're doing a show yet. I got to get in touch with our other co-host, see what's up with him. And then Monday.
I won't be able to be part of a show on Friday this weekend. Okay. So.
Ooh, Lacey got a hot date.
Well, you know. You got to get a white.
She's like, no, it's got an ugly one. can't beat that. Oh, wait, is this weekend that concert?
No, it's the women retreat.
Yeah, you got to let us know about that on Monday. That's Monday's topic, guys. Woman retreat.
I get my first massage on Saturday morning.
I want a man's retreat.
What a man's retreat.
I'll either enjoy it or I'll die. Yes, Ryan wants a man retreat.
Did they have those, bro? Because I'm down too. You think we can get like a Groupon for it? I mean,
a Groupon. With also.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
My
man.
I've got more questions about how old he is, how tall he is.
He looks 15.
He does not look 15. However, he does look like a creeper when he has a mustache. But
like the dude from Top Gun.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
That's what he's going for.
He looks
like the guy from Super Trooper.
Yeah, he looks like the guy from Super Trooper when he has a mustache. But we love him. He's our nephew. But we finally
guys, we're still trying to get him. We're still trying to get him a date. So I need to get on that. I've been lagging it on that. I need some information, guys. I need information for him though. What's he looking for here?
Warm body.
Okay. Well, if he has $20, he can get like four of them if he goes up to the red light.
For one of his kinky quirks, I guess. That we've noticed because the girls that he's dated typically like gothic stuff, so they're in the gothic.
He's into those the dark cutters and stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Does he matter if like they cut upwards or downwards or anything? Does he care?
That's right.
All right. Awesome. That has to be. Hey, these are questions, man. These are questions. All right, we got like 2 minutes left, guys. Like she said, we'll be doing a show tomorrow night, The Stash. Everybody listen up for that. We'll be doing another show on Monday. She won't be here for Friday's show if we do one because, you know, she's getting a massage and taking a ladies' retreat. What exactly are you guys doing? You guys going to like live in the woods for like a week or what is this?
Hell no. We go to the cabin.
Is it kind of like the Yaya sister pants of the traveling hood or whatever?
No, it's actually a religious woman's retreat.
All these girls are wearing the same pair of jeans.
We go and we have Bible study and we have, it's a very spiritual retreat. Like it's nice. It's fun. And then.
When do you guys go?
The next morning.
Like I said, that's Monday's topic.
Yes, I'll tell you all about it.
You know, if guys wore a pair of the same passing around, we'd be considered creepy.
Oh, he's stuck on the traveling pants. Anyway.
You know, that would be weird. I'm with you on that, too, bro. Like, guys don't share pants like that. I never once was like, hey, bro, I like your pants. Can I wear them? You know, so, I mean, I...
Listen, I didn't share my pants with no one. I'm lush. So
in my defense, though, all my friends are smaller than me, so I wouldn't fit in their pants. I would probably look like a busted can of biscuits in most of them. All right, guys. We got like 20 seconds left. I'll do that thing I say at the end of every show. Remember, everybody, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roast.
Thank you. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right. by the way, this is your show. You can end it now. What do you want to end it on?
That's always a good one to end it on. That's good.
All right, guys. Everybody have a great night. Thank you guys all for listening. And stay safe out there during these crazy times. Don't be licking doorknobs and
please
all
don't.
That nonsense. Yeah, don't. And, yeah. Everybody
we'll
have a good
night.
We'll
see you next time.
Same Levice page. Same Levice time. That was my Batman impression for anybody. Yeah, right?